Our topic today is captioned Overcoming Family Financial Crisis. Ecclesiastes 7:12 tells us wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. Financial crisis is known to be one of the leading causes of stress in marriages. Some cases of divorce and separation is even tied to it. Of a truth, money can bring two people closely together and can also tear them widely apart. Financial stability indeed is critical to the success and happiness of any relationship, including marriage. An American Psychological Association, APA, survey reported that 31% of couples said that money was a big source of conflict in their relationship. Another survey found that 70% of married couples regularly argued about money, surpassing fights about household chores, togetherness, sex, snoring, and even dietary choices. Couples also cited frivolous purchases, household budgeting, and credit card debt as the biggest sources of friction. This goes to validate the saying, no romance without finance. Plus, today, due to the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic and other issues, the world is indeed experiencing a global economic meltdown, and this has affected the finances of many. There is a hike in the prices of essential commodities, and some families even have to run several streams of income to make ends meet. However, I've come to discover that having more money is not the solution to the financial concerns of some families, but developing a plan for better money management. And I pray for you today, wherever you may be listening to this broadcast, that the God of heaven will grant you grace and wisdom for better money management. One major concern some couples have is who should spend more, does what, and how each partner commits to financial obligations in the home. But listen, when it comes to handling family finances, husband and wife should work as a team. So, whether the major family finance comes from one source or both, openness, one, agreement, two, and trust, three, is very, very important. If your relationship is plagued by mistrust, poor communication, selfishness, disrespect, or manipulation, you will definitely have money crisis. However, you can overcome it. To overcome family financial crisis, what must I do? I recommend the following. Number one is openness. Isaiah 58:7 tells us, hide not thyself from thy own flesh. It is very important as husband and wife to be financially transparent to one another. You should not hide financial matters from your spouse. There should be no his and hers in family money or finances. When you treat your finances as his and hers, you more easily open your marriage up to issues of deceit and mistrust that can easily tear you apart. Husband and wife should have access to each other's money. After all, if you have access to each other's body, why not each other's money? Because between your money and your body, which one is more important? Therefore, be free to tell your spouse your financial status without exaggerations. The tension in some marriages could have been avoided if husband and wife know what each other person earns and how they spend it. Lack of financial openness can result in vague expectations or even suspicions. Therefore, husband and wife, be honest with one another. Some spouses even lie to each other on money matters. What do you have to gain by so doing? Remember that whatever money you have belongs to both of you. Money has put many homes asunder Don't let it put yours asunder. Remember, evil thrives in secrecy. Therefore, learn to discuss your financial concerns freely with your spouse. This is what we do in our marriage and in our home, and it works like fire. And God is no respecter of persons. Please understand and hear me very well. Financial faithfulness qualifies you for financial fruitfulness. You can even consider setting up a time periodically, for instance, monthly or quarterly, to review the finances of your family in a relaxed and non-confrontational atmosphere before any issues develop at all. This will go a long way in helping you enjoy financial blessing. Key number two is agreement. Amos 3:3 tells us, can two work together except they be agreed? Some financial challenges confronting some marriages are traceable to lack of agreement in their home. Financial agreement entails that husband and wife combine their resources and skill to ensure the income of their family is well spent and invested. For instance, you must agree with your spouse on whether to operate a joint account or individual account and then split the bills. Whatever the choice, you should be accountable to each other. Agree on prioritizing your spending to maximize your income. Let me tell you, you can't have a great marriage until you can freely communicate and agree about money matters in your marriage. Abraham and Sarah in scriptures must have walked in financial agreement, because there were instances in the Bible where Abraham paid tithes, gave, sacrificed, and the rest of it without any opposition from Sarah. Disagreement shuts the door to financial blessings, so you have to put a stop to it in your marriage. The Bible clearly states that two are better than one, Ecclesiastes 4:9. So you and your spouse should make financial plans and decisions together so you can enjoy financial increase. You should decide on how money is to be spent, what percentage to keep, and what is worth spending on. These are critical issues. And I always encourage couples, even before they get married, to discuss their financial matters and be able to know which decisions to make. Both of you should agree on some guiding principles, such as living within your means, how to avoid debt, and the rest of it. In 2018, a body called Fidelity Couples and Money carried out a survey in the U.S. and found out that couples carrying debt argued significantly more, 67% actually, about money than those couples who were not burdened with debt. Therefore, listener, beware of debt. It can erase a whole life.